Chapter 4, Part 2. Avalar entre rocas, west wall right. If you're using the Dollhouse tactile map, we are moving from Welcome Station A to Location B along the west wall. Moving left from the Welcome Station are the first prints and stones within the work titled Avalar entre rocas 2021. Before I describe the individual prints, text, and stone sculptures, let me give you context about this work. Each of the seven washi prints is a digital collage of stone walls and foliage that Mariana documented at their grandparents' house in Mexico. At first glance, they look natural. Stone blended with stone, plants growing beside or out of fixtures. But the more you look, the more obviously doctored they become. Mariana talks about examining the imperfection of memory, but also about the need, especially as an exhibiting artist, to distance the intimacy of the work. While creating this work, they were acknowledging that one day they wouldn't have access to their grandparents' house, a house that their grandfather built. In fact, the house recently sold and is no longer in their family. Though the work is deeply personal, literally Mariana's grandparents' house, their family's plants, it's also what Mariana describes as very much a diasporic artwork. The composite nature of these images allow the work to resonate beyond one's family story, speaking to broader experiences of movement between places, fragmented belonging, and the ongoing construction of identity in diaspora. The Tyndallstone placed throughout the gallery connects to this theme. Tyndallstone is a limestone quarried in Manitoba near Winnipeg, where Mariana lives. The stone itself is fossiliferous, millions of years old, containing traces of ancient sea life, absorbing and recording history. Marietta brings their two homes on opposite ends of Turtle Island into relation through these materials, Tyndallstone from Winnipeg and volcanic rock from Mexico, both vessels of time, embodiments of movement, and witnesses to history. The vinyl text on the wall is intentionally difficult to read, printed in ochre red on the brick red walls. The words nearly disappear. Mariana reflects, "I was hesitant about being too vulnerable. I had this text and I felt a bit awkward, just like putting it right onto the wall. So I guess this was another little way of creating emotional distance, but I do really like that the light can affect the legibility of the text. When you walk around the space, you might notice a text that you had no idea was there before." There is a high contrast version available at the Welcome Station that shows all the text together, but as we move through the tour and I discover a text, I'll read it. At location B, the washi print shows a cracked piece of chalky white Tyndallstone that looks like a wedge of cake, blended into a larger stone wall made of small pebbles and larger stones held together with pale mortar. Each fleck and piece of the wall is quite visible. The lower half of the print features a thick, flat-leafed, leathery, and shiny-looking plant. Below the print, three lines of vinyl text read, "This limestone has been here for millennia. Like a stone I recall at my grandparents' house. Absorbing and recording history." Below the text on the floor is a stacked pile of three Tyndallstones. The bottom stone is quite large. The middle is a flat rectangular slab, and on top is a semicircle piece. While most faces are flat and polished, the semicircle's flat edge, where it broke from a larger piece, is textured and craggy. Throughout these stones, you can see subtle discolorations. Mariana says, "The gray mottling is where creatures have burrowed through. So the rocks, even though they're not alive and moving around, they hold so much life."